morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. My beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers, God is truly good, and God is on the throne. God is in charge. We believe in the power of prayer. This is the Power Hour of Prayer with the Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D. God is truly an awesome God, and he could do anything but fail. He have not failed you yet, and I thank God for Jesus. We thank God because the Word of God says, what? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Yes, God answers our prayers. He may say yes, no, wait, be patient. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He did say, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. And knock and doors shall be opened. He also said, pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. And the Word of God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. Are we seeking God this morning? Are we turning from our wicked ways as Christians, as men and women of God? Are we repenting of our sins on a daily basis? My sisters and brothers, none of us are perfect, but we're striving for perfection. Glory, hallelujah. Tell a friend to tune into the Power Hour of Prayer. This is Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, International Prayer of Faith Ministries, and Anointed Women United for Christ in Prayer, along with our Prayer and Praise Chapel. God is an awesome God. And he is a on-time God. He may not come when you think he should come, but you know what? He's always on time. And I can depend on God. If you can't depend on anybody else, my sisters and my brothers, you can depend upon God. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Don't pick them back up on Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Thursday morning, Wednesday morning, Friday morning, Saturday morning. Then go back on Sunday and say, I'm taking my burden to the Lord and leaving there. Some of us take our burdens to the Lord, and on Monday we pick them back up after church service on Sunday. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Yes, this is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., with you this morning. God is on the throne, and yes, Jesus loves you. Some of you are going through some trials and some tribulations. He said it would not be easy, but he said he would send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. We thank God for you. We thank God for all of you. We have 144 million listeners, and we thank God for each and every one of you. God knows your name. Hallelujah. He knows every hair on your head. Even though if you don't have any hairs on your head, amen. You're still God's child. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tell a friend to tune in to the Power Hour of Prayer. We're teaching on prayer, reading the Word of God, praying, calling out names in prayer. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021 229, Baltimore, Maryland, P.O. Box 25021. Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D. Send us your prayer requests, and also request your beautiful, anointed, powerful prayer rug. We have been getting some dynamic, powerful testimonies from you all. And we thank God that you don't count it robbery to rise up early in the morning to pray and seek the Lord. We know that God is able. No matter what you're going through, God is able. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Go to our Psalms. We want to recognize our sponsor, Shanita Kelly, our realtor. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. That's Shanita Kelly, a woman of God, a praying woman of God, powerful woman of God, seeking the Lord. She wants that home to be a blessing to you and not a burden. She's a prayer warrior, y'all. 443-854-0977. Woman of God, praying, powerful woman of God. She's written many books, answered many questions about purchasing or selling homes, and we thank God for her. We thank God for the awards that she's won. Award-winning Shanita Kelly, our realtor, licensed in Pennsylvania and in Maryland. Give her a call today at 443-854-0977, and we thank God for Shanita Kelly, a praying woman of God. She'll pray with you through that transition, through that transaction. Here's information concerning grant money or funds that are available to you. Again, Shanita Kelly, 443-854-0977, licensed in the state of Maryland and Pennsylvania. God is good. Give her a call today. Let her know you heard about it here at the Power Hour of Prayer. 443-854-0977. Don't forget about our master electrician, Dr. David Gaines. We're praying for you also. He's located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Dr. David Gaines is available to you for that natural hairstyle. Give him a call at 443-449-3631. Appointments only. 443-449-3631. He's operating according to the CDC guidelines. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Dr. David Gaines at 443-449-3631. He's waiting for your call to receive fresh fruits and vegetables, pastry, baked goods. Dr. David Gaines is blessing our community with fresh fruits and vegetables, bread and pastries. But you have to give him a call. Let him know that you want to pick up some fresh fruits and vegetables or bread or pastry at 443-449-3631. That's Dr. David Gaines at 443-449-3631. Give him a call today and say, yes, I would like to be blessed with fresh fruits and vegetables or bread or pastries, but you have to pick them up. Glory be to God. Truly a man of God, a blessed man of God, doing great and mighty things, our master electrician. Available for you on site, but you have to call him for an appointment. Also, he's a barber on site, but you have to call for an appointment at 443-449-3631. God is truly good. Don't forget about the Family Tree, located 2108 North Charles Street, raising families up, facilitating groups of males and females, grandparents also, foster parents. If you need that extra help with raising up your children, assisting you with your children, if you need respite care for children ages 2 to 12, it's free respite care in a professional, safe atmosphere at the Family Tree, located at 2108 North Charles Street. They're there for you, but you have to complete an application, and you have to give them a call at 410-889-2300. Free respite care. Parents, if you have to have an emergency appointment, maybe you want to go to the hairdresser, male or females, barbershop. Give the Family Tree a call for their free respite care. You have to complete an application at 410-889-2300. Free respite care up to 4 hours. God is truly good. There's blessings in store for each and every one of you. You may not need the respite service, but you know, may know of an individual that needs it, maybe a grandparent that has a doctor's appointment, someone that just want to go and get their hair done, or even an emergency. Give the Family Tree a call at 410-889-2300 and let them know you'd like to get an application to complete to have the free respite care service at 2103 North Charles Street. God is truly good and God is truly blessing us. We have so many things that are being offered to us in our city of Baltimore, in our state of Maryland. And we thank God for these opportunities take advantage of the opportunities and the funds, the grant money, and things that are available to you. Also in other states, we'll let you be aware of what's going on and what's happening in other states also. The other counties, we thank God for you. The other countries, we thank God for you. As I mentioned, we're reaching 144 million, maybe more than that now. But we thank God for Archbishop Alamasi and King Alamasi for the great work that they're doing and sharing their gifts and talents with us. And I thank all of you for sending in your prayer requests. We thank God for you. Continue to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Let us go to our psalm this morning, our psalm of protection. We want you to read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack, our psalm of protection. And Worldwide Prayer and Faith Ministries have been in existence for over 25 years, and we thank God for you. We are a praying ministry. Amen. The Word of God says, pray without ceasing. We are a praying ministry. We are obedient to the Word of God. What about you? We believe in the power of prayer. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. Psalm 91. Thus says the Lord, he that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waiteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, shall keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. Glory be to God. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. Glory, hallelujah. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. With long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The word of the Lord for the people of God. Receive his word. God's word do great and mighty things in your life. Read the word of God. Study the word of God. It's nourishment to your mind, body, soul, and spirit. It's uplifting knowing that God is with you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation is, God is with you. Psalm 35, my sisters and brothers, these are very, very powerful words of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, he's good. He's better than good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's better than good. Psalm 35. You have your Bibles. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive against me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also thy spear and stop the way against those that persecute my soul. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. The word of God for the people of God. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, my sisters and brothers. You sing that song, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Are you trusting him this morning, or are you murmuring and complaining? Trust in the Lord, the Word of God says, and do good. While you're trusting him, you are doing good. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And I believe that if those desires are lined up with the word of God, he will give you the desires of your heart, men and women of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness. God shall bring forth your righteousness. He shall bring forth thy righteousness. He's the almighty judge. He's the lawyer. He's the doctor. He's the surgeon. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest. Oh, my sisters and my brothers, I love that. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Don't hurry God. Rest, my sisters and my brothers. Rest in the Lord. He knows exactly what you're going through this morning. He sees all and he knows all. Rest in the Lord. Somebody's crying out saying, God, where are you? Why are you allowing me to go through this? Why me, Lord? Why not you? He said it wasn't going to be easy. He said we're going to have trials and tribulation. But he said that he'll send us a comforter. And the comforter is with you. Rest in the Lord. No matter what you're going through. No matter what it looks like. No matter what the doctor say. No matter what the judge say. No matter what the attorney say, rest in the Lord. No matter what your friends say, no matter what your pastor say, rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger. Cease from anger. This is the word of God. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. This is God talking to us this morning, and I thank you. Cease from anger, my sisters and my brothers, men and women of God, born again Christians, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any way wise to do evil. Any wise to do evil. You're wise men and women of God. You don't have to get anybody back. Put them in God's hands. In God's hands. Put that situation in God's hands. Pray without ceasing. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. You got an inheritance waiting for you. They shall inherit the earth. Thank you, Jesus. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. God will move him out of that neighborhood. God will move him off that job. Let God do it. Let God do it in his own time and in his own way. He will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Let God do it. He'll do it right and in a timely fashion. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. They shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. Nothing like an abundance of peace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody ought to praise God this morning for an abundance of peace. Blessed is the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed is the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. But the meek shall inherit the earth. Meekness is not weakness, my sisters and my brothers. Humble yourselves unto the Lord. He'll work that situation out for you. In fact, he's doing it right now. He's working it out right now. While you're trying to figure out, God has already worked it out. Thank you, Jesus. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Again, I thank you, Lord, for the abundance of peace. When all hell is breaking loose all around you, when they're calling you everything but a child of God, when they're saying you think you know everything, God will bless you with an abundance of peace. My God, my God, my God, what a mighty God we serve. Abundance of peace. The wicked plot up against you and gnash upon you with their teeth. The Lord shall laugh. Oh, yes, my sisters, my brothers. The Lord shall laugh. He has the last laugh. The Lord shall laugh at them. For he seeth that his day is coming. Watch out, watch out, watch out. That's a praise. The Lord shall laugh at them. He sees that their day is coming. You don't need to know. God knows. God will take care of you. Thank you, Jesus. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man has is better than the riches of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord is upholding you, the righteous ones. The prayers of the righteous avail as much. The Lord is upholding you, my sisters and my brothers. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be upset. You ain't got to give nobody a piece of their mind. God is upholding you this morning. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Yes, you do have a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. The Lord will uphold you. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to shout, thank you, Lord, for upholding me this morning. A little that the righteous man have is better than the riches of the wicked. Material things can't make you happy. Nice to have a nice home. It's nice to have a nice car. It's nice to have nice clothes. It's nice to have a nice bank account. But those things don't make you happy. The love of Jesus Christ. The love of Jesus Christ brings you joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and not your money in that bank account. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the bank account. Thank you for the money. And he wants to see if you're going to be a good steward with that money. Amen. God blesses you so that you can bless others. Thank you, Jesus, for that word. God bless you so you can bless others. Amen. Because when you leave this earth, you can't take any of those things with you. So be a blessing to someone. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of many of the wicked. We got a lot of rich, wicked people. Watch out. I pray that you're not one of them. God bless you so that you can bless others. And what a joy it is when we're able to bless other individuals. And you bless them with your heart. Bless them with your heart. You give with your heart. Not because you expect something back. My God, my God, my God. Expecting something back from that person, you might as well forget it. God will send someone your way that you have never done anything for to bless you. Bless with your heart. My God, I thank you, Lord. And watch God move on your behalf, in your life, in your finances. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody need to hear that this morning. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of the many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. He's upholding you, the righteous ones. God is upholding you today. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Your inheritance, men and women of God, shall be forever. Forever means forever. It's no blessing like a Holy Ghost blessing. When God blesses you, can't nobody take it away. Real devil could bless you too. So watch out for where you're receiving your blessings. No blessing like a Holy Ghost blessing. Thank you right now, Father God, for touching someone's heart that wants to bless someone and not look for something back from them. Give with your heart. Touch someone's heart this morning. We thank you, Father God, for the givers. The Word of God tells us it's better to give than to receive. And we thank you, Father God, for the givers. It goes, those that have the gift of helps. As the song says, if I can help somebody, then my living would not be in vain. And we thank you, Father God, that you will bless the helpers, the givers, 100-fold financially, but spiritually and physically, mind, body, spirit, and soul. We thank you for our inheritance that you said in your word. In Psalm 37, verse 18, the Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies your footstool. That's the word of God. Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Psalm 110. Somebody need to hear that this morning. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. The people shall be willing in the day of power and the beauties of the holiness from the womb of the morning. And thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strive through kings in the days of wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. Let God do the judging, not you. We are not to judge you one another. Let God do his job. He is the almighty judge. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook and the way. Therefore, shall he lift up the head. Who shall lift up the head? My brothers and my sisters, men and women of God, you are the head and not the tail. God will lift you up. Promotion come neither from the north or the south or the east or the west. Promotion comes from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let God promote you. You stand in need of a new job. You stand in need of a promotion. You want to be promoted? Want to be promoted? Let God promote you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the promotions that's taking place on today. Somebody's being promoted on their job. Mm-hmm. Somebody's being promoted in their church. Let God promote you. It was already ordained in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. We thank God for promotions. We thank you, Lord. When God promotes you, it will last. When God promotes you, he puts you in the right position. Because sometimes, my sisters and brothers, we want to be promoted, and God has not placed us in those positions. And then you wonder why you're having such a hard time. Because you wanted that. You wanted it. And you kept praying, and you kept praying, and kept praying. And God said, okay, let me see if you can handle this. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sometimes God will give you some things you kept worrying him about. Then he said, okay, she won it. Let me give it to him. Let me give it to her. Don't promote yourself. Let God promote you. Man may come to you and may want to put you in a position that God has not placed you in. Pray about it. Pray about it, my sisters and my brothers. Promotion comes neither from the north, the south, the east, or the west. Promotion comes from God. And when you get a promotion from God, it will last. It will last. Believe me, it will last. You're listening to the Power Hour of Prayer with Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer could change that situation, and prayer could change you. It's me. It's me. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Cry out this morning to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He want to hear from you. Invoke the Holy Spirit into your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. Rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I feel some blessings coming on. I feel some healing coming on. I feel some promotions coming on. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, God. He is a comforter. I feel some healing coming on. You're the head and not the tail. Walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. Can't no devil from hell keep you from getting what God has in store for you. I want you to hear me this morning. Can't no devil from hell keep you from getting what God has in store for you. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Satan is not happy for you. Satan hates you. I want you to know that. Everybody don't like you. Everybody didn't like Jesus Christ. Trust God. Trust God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He'll make the change in due time. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the promotions that are taking place. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in the spirit realm. And as they take place in the spirit realm, they'll manifest in the physical. Are you ready for that promotion? Are you ready for that promotion? Do you really want it? My God, my God, my God. Promotion is in the air. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for blessing us right now, healing us right now, delivering us from evil, for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Father God, for just listening to us from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you for touching our sons and our daughters, changing their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. We thank you for regulating the minds of our young people, letting them have a mind stayed on thee, the Almighty Jesus Christ. We thank you for delivering them from evil, drugs, alcohol, sex out of wedlock, whoremongering, lying, backbiting, cheating, gossiping. Yes, we got some gossipers. And some folks think it's not a sin, but yes, it is. We thank you for deliverance right now of our young people. We thank you, Father God, for those that have graduated. We thank you, Father God, for promotion is in the air. They're going on to new jobs, colleges, universities. This is the beginning for our young people, and we got to pray for them. We got to pray for their safety, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with our young people as they go to their proms, their graduations, as they leave their homes on a daily basis. Touch them right now. May the Spirit of God fall upon our young people right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And we thank you for the wisdom that we are being blessed with from our seniors and even the wise young people. We thank you right now, Father God. We have a lot of young people that are wise. And we thank you right now, Father God, that we will receive their wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. And we thank you right now, because you said in your word, you'll pour out your spirit upon all flesh. And we receive that outpouring right now in the name of Jesus. We receive that outpouring right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you right now for pouring out your spirit on someone that's being healed. Someone's being delivered. Someone's being set free. We thank you for the outpouring. Receive it, my sisters and my brothers, in the name of Jesus. You've been through something. You're having a hard time. You don't quite understand. But receive that outpouring in the name of Jesus. Receive your blessing right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for the overflow. We won't have room enough to contain all that you have in store for us. And receive your blessing right now, my sisters and my brothers. Receive your outpouring right now. Your cup is running over. See it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Are you walking by faith and not by sight? Are you doubting Thomas saying, when I see it, I'll believe it? I see the outpouring. I see God healing you right now. I see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in your life. I see sons and daughters being released from prison and accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Savior before they even leave the prison. I see the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on those behind prison bars. I thank you, Holy Spirit, as they yield to you and cry out to you and ask that you'll forgive them of their sins. And as they repent, I receive, Father God, your word right now for your people as the outpouring occur in the lives of the Bennett family, in the lives of the Green family, in the lives of the Trahan family, in the lives of the Kelly family, in the lives of the Caesar family, in the lives of the Duffy family, in the lives of the McFadden family, in the lives of the Rick family, in the lives of the Smith family, in the lives of the Stewart family, in the lives of the Alamasi family, in the lives of the Johnson family, in the lives of the McFadden family, in the lives of the families of those that have called upon you over and over and over again. We see it outpouring in the lives of the Bellamy family. Glory be to God. In the lives of Burdetta's family. In the lives of evangelist Jack Nita's family. In the lives of evangelist Griffith's family. In the lives of the family of Greta Mills. In the lives of those that have called for you for prayer. We see it, Father God, the outpouring taking place right now in the name of Jesus in the lives of Apostle Joanne Farley's family, Dr. Patricia McCray's family, in the lives of Elder Dawn and Annette Smith. We see the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, the renewing of minds, transformation taking place. We thank you, Father God, right now. We thank you, Father God, for the outpouring of your spirit on this day on Mother Green. We thank you for the transformation on the outpouring of Ophelia Warmany. We thank you for the healing, glory be to God, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Sister Nettie Savage, the outpouring in the nursing homes and the hospitals. We thank you, Father God, outpouring upon the military, the Army, the Navy, the outpouring on the Marines, the outpouring of the National Guard, the outpouring on the Air Force, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon God's people right now, that they will make a change, that they will go forth and make a difference in their lives, their families' lives, in their homes, on their jobs, in the streets, in their communities, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. In the lives of Jackie Anderson and her family. In the lives, glory be to God. In the lives. We thank you for the outpouring right now. We trust you. We believe you. The outpouring upon Pastor Rosie Cobia. The outpouring upon Deaconess Phyllis Blue. The outpouring upon Anthony and James Long and their families in its entirety. We thank you for the outpouring right now of your spirit. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing. We thank you for healing of those that are homeless, that are walking the streets all night long, not knowing which direction to go in. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch their minds. Touch their minds. Let them focus on the Almighty Living God. Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh upon God's people. Let them grow stronger in the Lord. Let them not be afraid. Let them go forth with boldness in the name of Jesus. Let them speak in the authority that every man and woman will hear and know who they are. Satan, you have no power over God's people. We have the authority. He said in his word that we will do what? Greater things. Greater things, men and women of God, ye shall do. Greater things. We thank you, Father God, because you're blessing us right now. You're bringing us through our trials and our tribulations and our situations. You're bringing us through the wars. Because you said in your word there'll be wars and rumors of wars. But you're bringing us through. We pray for those, Father God, that have been in the midst of tornadoes, floods, and fires. You're bringing them through. And we pray for the survivors of those as they walk through the city streets, as they walk through the counties, as they walk, Father God, as they ride and as they travel. We thank you for keeping them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you for keeping them safe from danger unseen that they weren't even aware of. We thank you for bringing us through right now. We thank you, Father God, for your healing hand of mercy, healing from cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer, kidney cancer, lung cancer, throat cancer, tongue cancer. We thank you, Father God, for healing right now. Someone's brain is being healed. Go through that skull and perform that surgery right now in the name of Jesus. The Almighty Living God's hand is upon you right now. Healing is taking place. Thank you for touching that kidney, that there'll be no more dialysis in the name of Jesus. Your blood will flow freely in our veins. Cleansing. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Cleansing of somebody's mind, body, spirit, and soul. We come against that jealous, envious spirit that's roaming the earth. We come against that spirit of destruction and division in our families. Bring our families closer together as one in Jesus Christ. Let us all be on one accord in Jesus Christ. Touch wayward sons and wayward daughters and wayward grandchildren. Let them surrender to you, the Almighty Living God. Let them cry out to you and say, I surrender all. We denounce that addiction of drugs and alcohol. It is illicit sex because it's sick. We come against that spirit right now, homosexuality. God made male and female, and he makes no mistakes. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We come against that spirit of division, of destruction. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We're praying for deliverance right now. Touch, hallelujah. Touch, Father God. We're praying for deliverance of the illegal sale of drugs, illegal drugs, pills that's being passed around in our streets, in our homes, in our churches. We come against the illegal sale of drugs. Stop the boats, the airplanes, the carriers, private cars. Stop them from passing those drugs around to our children, our loved ones. We come against addiction right now. They will not want to hear the word heroin or crack or cocaine. We not want to shoot another needle in their veins. Trouble their mind and their spirit. We pray right now for deliverance and healing. We come against those spirits of destruction in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the Spirit of God will denounce that spirit of drug addiction in your family, substance abuse in your family. We try to make it sound pretty, but it's still the same thing. We come against that spirit right now. Send it back to the pits of hell from which it came, never to return, in the name of Jesus. Band families together as one. With love, the unity of the Almighty Living God. I see families coming together in love, agape love, unconditional love. We're praying for Kobe Green and Brandon Green. Bless them, Father God. Rhonda Hightower, Ricky Hightower. Bless them, God. Unite them as one in Jesus' name. Billy, we're praying for you. Billy Edwards, promotion is in the air for you. We're praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. TJ, promotion is in the air for you. We're praying for the Staten family, that you'll brand them together as one. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We're praying for husbands and wives, marriages of a male and female, that God will bless them continuously over and over and over again, that no weapon formed against you will prosper, and let no man put asunder what God has put together. We thank you, Father God, for male and female marriages. We thank you, Father God. Bless them. Comfort them. Be with them. We pray for our president, Joe Biden. Touch his mind, his body, spirit, and soul. Let him be on one accord with you, Father, the Spirit of the Living God. Touch his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. Bless her. Comfort her, the family in its entirety. Be with them, God. Let the President of the United States do the will of God, not the will of man. Let him know there are some mistakes that need to be corrected. Wake him up and shake him up. Let him feel the glory of the Lord. Touch Carmela Harris, our vice president, and her husband. Father God, be with them and guide them and lead them as they travel, as they go forth to make a difference in this world. Be with them as they travel to see other world leaders. Let them speak the truth, and as they speak the truth, protect them right now in the name of Jesus. Go into Congress, the House of Representatives, our senators, our congressmen. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, even as they speak. Even as they sleep. And when they speak, let them speak wisdom from God. We don't need another party. There shouldn't be a separation. The Democrats, the Republicans, the Independents, the Green Party. We don't need another party. We need Jesus. We need you to intervene in every situation in our lives right now. Trust the lawmakers, Father God, that they do right by themselves and right by you. Every police officer that's out there on the streets to protect our community, guide them, lead them, and protect them and their families and their loved ones. We thank you for giving up their lives to protect our communities. We pray for them faithfully, Father God, that they will do the right thing and that you'll be with them. And let us see them as men and women of God that you are ordained to protect our homes, our loved ones, our communities. Touch every police officer, every sheriff, every security guard, every guidance counselors, social workers, psychiatrists. Touch them right now. That they will do the will of God, that they will hear from you, the Almighty Living God. Glory be to God. I see healing taking place right now in you. Healing taking place right now in you. We thank you for the songs that are being produced for healing, the music and the sounds for healing. We thank you, Father God, for healing from COVID, from heart disease. We thank you, Father God, for healing those intestines. We come against Crohn's colitis. Yes, you are a healer, and we believe you, and we take you at your word. Regulating that mind, we come against mental illness. We come against it right now, bipolar disorder, manic depression. We come against those spirits right now. Depression, anxiety. We come against those anxious spirits, ADHD. We come against those spirits right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them burn and disintegrate. Heal our people's mind, body, spirit, and soul. Touch them right now. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And we thank you. We thank you. We see it taking place in the spirit realm that will manifest in the natural. We thank you for every doctor, every nurse, every anesthesiologist, those that dispense the medication. We thank you, Father God, for those that go forth with their minds, body, spirits, and soul to do great and mighty things for God's people. Touch their minds. As we go into the grocery stores, the banks, bless us with the favor of God. We thank you for the food that's being given away in our communities. And we pray for those that stand in need of food, that Father God, you provide and make a way out of no way. Fresh fruits and vegetables, clean, fresh water. We thank you, Father God. Even those that have to walk miles and miles of water, Father God, bless them with clean, fresh water. Thank you, Father God, for the ministries, the churches. We thank you, Father God, for the missions, those that are in the mission fields, the great missionaries, the great evangelists that are traveling from country to country, establishing churches and ministries. We thank you for our great missionaries, our great evangelists, that are preaching and teaching the word of God. We thank you, Father God, right now that you will still in their mind, body, spirit, and soul the word of God, that it will continue to go forth with power and with might. We thank you for our pastors, our archbishops, our bishops, our chief apostles, our elders. We thank you for them right now, our trustees, our deacon and deaconess, our pastors. We thank you for them right now. Touch their mind, body, spirit, and soul, that they will live the life that you have designed for them. God has a plan for your life. There'll be no more committing of suicide. Not on our watch. Put down those knives, those guns, those weapons of destruction. Put down those pills that you're about to take. Put down that razor that you've been using to cut your wrist. I decree and declare there'll be no more suicide. God has a plan for your life. God created you in his image. And who are you to take authority over your body with destruction? Stop it right now in the name of Jesus. There'll be no more destroying of your body. We come against that spirit right now of suicide. God has a plan for your life. And it will take place. We thank you, Father God, right now for the cleansing of our homes. Going through our homes, Father God, from the top floor to the bottom floor. We thank you, Father God, for the cleansing of our homes. We thank you for the new homes that you blessed us with. We thank you, Father God, right now, Father God, for the room that somebody has been provided with that didn't have a place to stay. We thank you, Father God, that that room will be a blessing to them and then they'll grow closer to you and Jesus Christ. Touch those that have been walking the streets all night long. Pour out your spirit upon that flesh. Let it cry out to you and say, Lord, I surrender. I surrender to you. Touch right now that individual that needed to surrender to you. You know their name. Touch them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We are praying for you, Pastor Loretta Sumter in Sumter, South Carolina. We are praying for you, Dr. Ron and Jill. We are praying for you, Linda and Harry Bennett. We are praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Diane Staten. God is good. He's a healer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are praying for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Maddie Hightower. We are praying for you, Mitchell. Yes, God is able. God is able. God is able. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are praying for you, Cheryl Harvin, the Harvin family, the Poor family, the Hickman family, the Lee family, Reverend Dr. Hickman, we are praying for you. Bishop Tenney Lee and Cornerstone Church, we are praying for you. The Hendricks family, we are praying for you. Jackie Harvin, we are praying for you. Apostle Alberto Montgomery, we are praying for you. Sister Sarah Hammond, we are praying for you. The Haley family, Patricia Harris and Ed Harris, we are praying for you. Ethel Hill, God is able. This is your power hour of prayer with your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. God is able. We're praying 24 hours around the clock. We believe in the power hour of prayer. Prayer can change that situation and prayer can change you. Walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. God has a blessing in store for you. Receive it right now. God has healing in store for you. Receive it right now. He's pouring out his spirit of all. And we thank you. Glory be to God. Now is the hour of salvation. Cry out to the Almighty Living God.